The proposal from State Representative Corey Mason would have the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection keeping an eye on what's on store shelves.
The reason being, you know, any time parents have to worry about whether or not the toys they're buying for their kids or the gifts they're receiving as toys for their kids are toxic, the state really has a role to play in ensuring that, you know, kids aren't going to be harmed by the toys they find under the Christmas tree.
The Racine Democrats' bill, modeled after similar legislation in Maine.
I mean, this is really sort of a failure of international trade policy that this is happening. So, you know, if the federal government's not going to step up and do it, I think Wisconsin has a responsibility to its citizens to ensure that they're safe toys.
The bill would require DATCAP publish a list of prohibited chemicals and require manufacturers of children's products that contain those chemicals to replace them. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.